Also in there with Stauffer will be Sonny Means, of course, Bill Bauer, Steffen, and Leif Carlson. That's the way Michigan State lines up. Tie ball game, 43-43 with three minutes to go. A pass comes into Stauffer. Stauffer gets past Schultz, comes driving down the right side of the court. Now he's dribbling with the ball. Moves it back out in front now to Means. To win a push pass, comes down the left side of the court. Into Bauer. In the corner comes to Means. A bounce pass in the post. Into Carlson. Right-hand hook shot by Carlson. No good this time. And the ball is grabbed off of there by Rod Fletcher of Illinois. Here comes Fletcher down in the middle of the court. On the right side, it comes into Don Sunderlage. He stops short. Back out in front now to Fletcher. Wheeling over the right side. Gives off to Jim Schultz. Schultz in the middle of the court. Back over to Sunderlage. Gets past one man. Hands off to Fletcher. Fletcher, one-handed jump shot. It's good! Fletcher scores on a one-handed jump shot from the free throw line. And Illinois leads for the first time in a long time. 45-43. Pass comes down the right side into Stauffer. He stands holding on to the ball. Tries a two-handed set shot. It's up in the air. It's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Schultz of Illinois. Jim Schultz brings the ball over the boards. And he passes down to Don Sunderlage now. Now it's Illinois' turn to slow down the ball game. Sunderlage brings it down very slow. A bounce pass comes in the beach in the middle of the court to Schultz. On the left side into Sunderlage. Now as he hands off down there in the corner to Rod Fletcher. Fletcher standing holding the ball above his head. Tries to get past one man. Another hand pass comes back out in front to Schultz. In the middle of the court it comes to Sunderlage. Back out on the left side to Schultz. Now in the middle of the court to Sunderlage. Illinois stalling out the ball game. It's 45-43 in favor of the Illini over Michigan State. A bounce pass down the side. In here to Ted Beach. Beach drives back out in the middle of the court. Now just standing holding on to it. Pass comes down to Rod Fletcher. Fletcher into Don Sunderlage. Sunderlage from the free throw line. Stops his jump shot up in the air. It's out. No good. A tip-in shot is good. Peterson's tip-in shot is good. And it's 47-43 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Stauffer brings the ball down past the green center line. He stops. Holds on to it. A two-handed push pass comes down to Bauer. Bauer stands holding on to the ball above his head. Now he just moves around with it. Dribbles it once. Down the left side, it comes into Stauffer. Fires it right back over to Bauer. 2 minutes, 15 seconds now. On the right side, it comes down to Means into Leif Carlson. 47-43. In the middle of the court to Stauffer. Down the left side now into Bauer. Bauer dribbles it once. Moves the ball in the center of the court to Means. Michigan State apparently making no attempt to try and drive in for the basket. Down the right side into Carlson. Holding the ball above his head. Whips it back out in front now to Stauffer. Down the left side, it comes in to Steffen. Fires it back in the middle of the court, now to Means. Over the right side to Carlson. Comes around in the middle of the court. Gives off to Stauffer again. A minute and 45 seconds to play. You'd think Michigan State had the lead because they're trying to stall out the ball game. Bounce pass comes down to Carlson. Into Steffen, takes a one-hander from the free throw line. It is not good. Rebound by Peterson, who clears the ball off of the board. Stops short. Picked up the rest of his Illinois teammates. Another hand pass comes in to Rod Fletcher. Down the right side to Beach. Into Don Sunderlich. He stands, pulls onto the ball, and the ball is knocked out of his hands by Gordon Stauffer. It's given out of bounds now to Illinois. 47-43, Illinois leads by a margin of 4 points. Back in the middle of the court now to Beach. On the right side into Don Sunderlage. The clock shows 1 minute and 20 seconds to play in the ball game. In the middle of the court it comes to Rod Fletcher. Fletcher back out in front now to Jim Schultz. A two-handed push pass down to Don Sunderlage from the corner. Don dribbles, hooks it way back out in front to Schultz. The ball knocked away from Schultz, but picked up by Ted Beach. Beach clears the ball. A minute and 10 seconds to play now. Illinois 47 and Michigan State 43. On the right side, it comes over to Don Sunderlage. Sunderlage stands, pulls under the ball. 1 minute exactly to go. Sunderlage drives in, takes a jump shot. He scores, and it's 49-43. Sunderlage penetrated the Michigan State defense and got in for a quick jump shot from underneath. The clock in the red, and it looks like Illinois is home, the undisputed Big Ten basketball champion. 45 seconds to play. It's 49-43. Fans, stay with us because we're going to take you right down on the floor as soon as we can and bring an interview with the Illinois coaches and ball players. A ball is knocked away now from Steffen, picked up by Beach. Beach lunges for it, and it'll be a jump ball. Ted Beach jumping for Illinois along with Bill Bauer of Michigan State. The clock showing 35 seconds to play, and it looks like Illinois is home with the Big Ten basketball championship. They lead by 6 points. The ball is tipped over to Rod Fletcher, and Fletcher loses the ball because he had his foot over in the jumping circle, and it's given out of bounds now to Michigan State. The clock still ticks off those seconds. 25 seconds to play. A looping pass back out in front to Stauffer. Fires a baseball pass on the post now into Steffen. A right-handed hooked out by Steffen. Rolls off. No good. Rebounded by Peterson. Here comes Peterson dribbling down with the ball. Gives off in the side now to Jim Schultz. 15 seconds to play. Schultz dribbles over the right side. Gives off to Ted Beach. Now Beach drives in for the shot. It rolls around the rim and off. No good. The ball's finally taken off now by Steffen. Steffen comes in the middle of the court. He passes down the right side of Means. A jump shot by Means. Does not score. A tip-in shot. Still no good by Steffen. Finally the ball's taken off by Fletcher. And there goes the buzzer. The ball game is over. And Illinois wins the undisputed Big Ten basketball championship 49-43. But believe me, fans, this Michigan State ball club lived up to its name, Spartans, because they really fought tooth and toenail all the way against Illinois. And they were on the verge of staging the upset until Illinois finally got hot and managed to come back from a five-point deficit. At one stage, it was 6 points. They came back now from a five-point deficit and finally managed to tie up the ball game at 43-43 and go on and win the ball game at 49-43. And that's the story of the ball game. We can see the We can see the Illinois ball club going off into the dressing room, but we're going to try and get down there if we possibly can and bring them up here for a quick interview. But probably the boys after a tough game like that will want to shower down. Anyway, we hope to have Harry Combs and some of the rest of them over there, and we can see Harry Combs coming over toward our way. So we'll just turn the microphone over to Frank Schooley, and Frank will give you a rundown on all the statistics here. We'll be down in exactly 4 minutes from right now with our interview there with Harry Combs, and I hope he has some of the ball players along. Final score, 49-43, so take it away, Frank Schooley.
All right, Mike, here we go. And the rundown for the Illinois score in this basketball game with the Illini winning 49-43. And just a minute, we jot down a little time on our watch here at about 9:23, roughly. The score at the end of the game is Illinois 49, Michigan State 43, and the Illini win the Big Ten championship with an undisputed claim to the title. For tonight, the Illini, Clive Palmer, had three baskets and three free throws. We'll get that one right in a minute. For a total of 9 points, Irv Bemoris did not score. He had three shots from the floor and one from the free throw lane and failed to score. Bob Peterson was in there during the early part of the first half and late in the game. He scored three field goals and two free throws for a total of 8 points. On 3 and 2, Captain Don Thunderledge, and the leading scorer and the leading light in this Illinois basketball team, scored a total of 16 points on 4 field goals and 8 free throws. Rod Fletcher came through there in the crucial moments late in the game, had 4 field goals and 2 free throws for a total of 10 points. And Ted Beach, who's always tough in there in any Illinois game and who aided in many a Illini victory, came through tonight with only 2 field goals for a total of 4 points. But Ted's play tonight, like all other games, was superb. Bredauer had a total of no points, 3 personal fouls. Jim Scholl of Dundee failed to score, and Max Baumgartner was in there for a good many minutes during the game, had 1 field goal for a total of 2 points in this game. For Michigan State, Means had a total of 11 points on 5 field goals and 1 free throw. For 11 points for Michigan, Snodgrass had 1 field goal, 4 free throws for a total of 6 points. Steffen, who started center for the Michigan State, had 3 field goals and 3 free throws, and we may have missed a point there. A total of 9 points. Bauer had 1 field goal and 2 free throws for a total of 4 points. And Carey, who was in there and has been, as he was in the game against Iowa Saturday night, one of the contenders in offensive play as well as defensive play, came up with 2 field goals and 5 free throws, total of 9 points. Carey missed a number of points when he might have scored and hurt the Illini worse than he did, but he fouled out with 5 personal fouls. Carlson had 2 field goals for a total of 4 points, and Stauffer came in late in the game, failed to score. So the final score again is Illinois 49, Michigan State 43, and the Illini are undisputed champions of the Western Conference. Now, as we told you, Mike Walden, as Mike told you at least, he's going to try to interview the Illini coach and some of the basketball players. We have a microphone set up underneath the balcony, underneath our booth. And if Mike is ready to go and our time is right, take it away, Mike Walden. Well, apparently, Mike hasn't picked up anyone who's ready to go at this moment. We saw assistant coach Howie Brown and some of the players. We weren't sure that Harry Combs found his way to the microphone under the stands here in the Denison Fieldhouse in East Lansing, Michigan. Mike's down there, and as soon as things are ready, and we hope they are, they certainly should be ready with this Illini victory with over Michigan State, 49-43. When Mike gets set to come in, he'll come in, and we'll stop talking so you can hear Mike Walden and the Illini coaches and basketball players if we pick them up. Of course, the Illini now go on to the NCAA Championships in New York, playing on the 20th of March.
Well, this is Myron Walden down on the floor right now, and we have Harry Combs with us right now. And, of course, Harry has been receiving a lot of congratulations from all of the followers, both for Michigan State and those against Michigan State, for his win here tonight, 49-43, over the Spartans. And, Harry, first of all, we want to ask you how you feel after that hectic game.
I feel okay now, Mike.
Well, I bet you do. After you win, and you feel all right. Is that it?
That's right.
Well, Harry, what's next for Illinois?
Well, we're going to take a couple, 3 days layoff, Mike, and then if we go to the NCAAs, which I guess we will now, we're going to try to schedule a couple of ball games and and stay in shape.
Now, your first opponent against in the NCAA will be Columbia. Is that right, Harry?
I understand it's the winner of the Ivy League, and that would be Columbia, yeah.
And that would be March the 20th out of New York.
That's right, Mike.
Well, Harry, we certainly hope to be on hand out there to broadcast the Illinois games as we have all season long. Harry, do you have any comments to make on the ball game tonight with Michigan State?
No, I just thought it was a terrifically hard-fought ball game by both teams. Michigan State was ready for us, that's for sure, and played a fine ball game, and the style of ball they play, they hang on to basketball more than a lot of teams we've played against, and they did a good job of it. I thought when we were five down with about seven to go, it didn't look too bright, but I'll say this for that Fletcher, if he didn't put on show here tonight, I haven't seen one for a long time.
Wouldn't you say that was more or less the turning point of the whole ball game when he intercepted those two shots and went in there?
Well, there isn't any question about it, Mike. He made four straight baskets for us, and two to tie and one to put us ahead.
That's right.
And it was practically solo work by that. I mean, there were two complete steals, and then the other was a short drive shot. And he went at it so determinedly, you could just, it was just a great show.
That's right. It reminds me of his rebounding in the Indiana game, because he went in there with a very determined desire.
Well, he certainly... He certainly went about his work out there the last 5 minutes as fine as we could ever ask anybody to do.
What'd you think of the rebounding on the part of both clubs tonight, Harry?
I thought it was very good. I don't think either team out-rebounded the other.
Mm-hmm.
We very seldom got more than one shot at the basket, and they very seldom either.
Did Michigan State play the kind of a ball game you thought they would?
Yes, it's a tight ball. This is the first time I'd seen them, but we'd had them scouted three or four times, and yes, they played like we thought they would.
You say you take a couple of days layoff, Harry. You think the boys have had too much basketball? Give them a rest, is that it?
Well, we've been out there better than 5 months now, Mike, and we've had a strenuous road trip this past weekend, and I think 2 days away from practice will do them a lot more good than going back to work again tomorrow.
Did you say the boys were tired out, or didn't they all tonight from that Northwestern game up in Chicago Saturday?
Well, I can't help but feel that that some of them were. Yes, Sunderlies took quite a banging up at Northwestern, and I don't want to take anything away from Michigan State, because I think they played a great ball game, but they played a ball game Saturday too.
Did Don's leg bother him at all?
I don't think very much, Mike.
Now what's next? You leave out of here when? Tonight, Harry?
We're leaving tonight, and we'll be back at Champaign on the Panama in the morning, or City, New Orleans.
Well, Harry, let me be one of the first to congratulate you and the Illinois Ball Club as a whole on winning the Big Ten Championship. It's your second in 3 years, and Harry, that's certainly a very fine record that you've piled up there at Illinois, and also it comes very close to your 36th birthday that you celebrated Saturday night, so you're still celebrating your birthday, aren't you?
That's right, Mike. Say, since this isn't a commercial, could I say a word to my little girl?
Why, you sure could.
Well, she wanted to have a birthday party last Saturday, and I couldn't be home, so I just want to tell her we'll have our birthday party Tuesday.
When you get home, huh? Well, maybe if things go right, we're going to have a further birthday party. Harry, could you see if you get Howie Brown to come over here and say a few words? Howie's your assistant coach. He does a lot of hard work scouting all these teams. Howie, how do you feel?
Pretty happy, Mike. Quite a ball game.
Harry,
right,
you had a chance to scout Michigan State a couple of times this year. Did they play the type of ball game you've seen
them
play?
No, I saw them play against Iowa, and I would say that they were playing anywhere from 50 to 75% better than they did last Saturday night.
What stood out in your mind playing better tonight? Their shooting ability?
I thought the play of carry off of the defensive board. Instead of us giving them one shot and our boys rebounding, it was just the opposite. We were getting one shot, and Carey was getting the ball off the board. And I thought he did a terrific job off of the defensive board.
Well, once Carey got out of there, Carlton did a very fine job.
Carlton came in and hurt us, and of course the turning point of the game was the courage and stuff that Rod Fletcher had left there. We were pressing and came down and intercepted three baskets, and that's the difference right there.
What did you think about the Illinois play tonight, Hal?
I thought our play was not up to our usual play, although the boys were very tired. Sunderlidge was very, very tired after the game. He told me that he just couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you watched the game, you could see that we were not getting the ball down the court fast. We were just jockeying around, playing their style of ball, and that's just what they wanted us to do.
So now maybe after the rest, they get back, and when they start preparing for the NCAA playoffs, maybe it'll be a new complete team.
Well, we hope so. But this is a good Michigan State team.
That's
right. Just because it has won only five games does not show the power that it has or the potentiality that it has.
Howie, have you had a chance to scout Columbia, the first
opponent? No, I didn't, and we are not planning on scouting them. We have some friends that have watched them play two or three games. I am not planning on scouting. I've been away enough, Mike. I better get back home.
Okay, Howie, we hope you do get back home, too. Thanks very much for being with us. Well, fans, that completes our little broadcast from right down here on the floor. Some of the ball players are going to try and get back if they want to get off and get out of the crowd down here, because we have quite a bit of crowd of mulling around us here. Want to get off and into the dressing room so they could shower down. So we'll let them off this time, and maybe out in New York we can get them sometime after the broadcast. The final score again was Illinois 49, Michigan State 43, and it makes no difference now what Indiana does with Wisconsin, because Illinois has captured the Big Ten basketball championship. It represents Harry Combs' second championship in the last 3 years of activity, which is certainly a very amazing and enviable record that the former Champaign High School coach has piled up since he's been head basketball coach down there at Illinois. In fact, we were figuring up just the other day his winning percentage in both conference and non-conference competition, and including high school ball since he's been at Champaign. It's in a very fabulous about 8.25, I believe, a winning percentage, and in Big Ten and college circles, it's about 7.50. So that shows you what a fine coach Harry Combs is. And we certainly hope that we can be with you in our broadcast of the NCAA out of New York City. The first Illinois game, no doubt, will be March the 20th against Columbia out there in New York, Madison Square Garden. But there will be a couple of other non-scheduled games put in there, so Illinois will have a couple of warm-up tests before they prepare for the NCAA. Final score, Illinois 49 and Michigan State 43. And that concludes our broadcast tonight from the Denison Fieldhouse in East Lansing, Michigan, on the Michigan State College campus. Our thanks in the broadcast go to John Blakely, our engineer, and to statistician Frank Schooley. And until our next Basketball Illinois broadcast, this is Marvin Walden speaking from the Jennison Fieldhouse in East Lansing and saying so long, everyone. This is the University of Illinois Radio Service.